Welcome to the Tim Biscuit Podcast. Today we've got a returning guest, that is...
Danny, from Beast Burger.
From Beast Burger. I was saying Beef Burger at the podcast. So you wanted to come back on, I wanted to talk about TV and films.
Yeah.
But when we just had a discussion before the podcast, I thought you meant like ITV and BBC. And I was like, I don't watch TV. Then you said bot sets.
Yeah.
And it clicked. So because I said to anyone who wants to come back on the podcast can, or even just on the podcast and talk about anything... That's cool, and you pick TV and film.
When you go like, oh, what do you want to talk about? And then I've got like a brain full of all sorts of crap, but I thought, right, and then it just all goes blank. And then I thought, right, let's talk about films and, what I enjoy doing, I suppose.
So we'll go on to TV first. That's if you want to go on to these. Like,
whatever you want, yeah.
Box set, so... What's the favourite TV show you've seen so far?
I think my favourite ever TV programme is 24.
Never seen it.
24 is amazing.
Keith Sutherland. I still don't really understand the concept behind it. I'm not just saying it for the podcast. I'm not sure about the concept. So it's done in real time, so...
Yeah, it's quite long-winded, but it's good.
So it'll be 24 episodes in one season. Yeah. Got that part. And every episode an hour.
Yes.
And the hour's in real time.
Yes. Yeah, so I
understood.
So, yeah. So obviously,
but it's not, is it? Because it's got breaks. Someone said it was like 40 minutes.
Yeah, but they're like, it's kind of written quite well where, like, it'll be where he's driving somewhere or. Do you know what I mean? It's
fake news.
So, like, kind of the break. But it is.
I've heard really good things about it, but it's one thing I've never seen.
I loved it, to be fair. And I tried to rewatch it with Nikki because she's never seen it. But. Yeah, I don't think it's aged very well, but I would still recommend to watch it to people. I don't think... Nick is quite funny with TV and stuff, so...
Like, how many seasons was there?
I think it was eight. Seven or eight.
Jack Bauer, wasn't it?
Jack Bauer.
Eight.
Yeah, but it honestly is...
Just over a week, then?
Yeah.
They could release that as the full box set. Just call it over a week.
I loved that. But yeah, anything like that. That was like the first proper box set that I sort of started watching.
I think the first one I watched was, I don't know, because not a box set, but you can buy it in a box set, was maybe Quantum Leap.
Right.
But I didn't see all of it, because later on, I missed a season, then I found out he went into that bar and he met God, didn't he?
I've never seen it.
Haven't you?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Quantum Leap?
I've never seen Quantum Leap, no.
No. Sam Beckett steps into the quantum accelerator and vanishes.
No.
So, do you know the premise of it?
No.
It's this scientist who gets this quantum physics machine thing, time travel machine. He goes in it and he vanishes. But what he does is he hops in from body, like people's bodies to body. So I could wake up in you, but I'd have my consciousness, but I'd look in the mirror.
And it'd be me.
And it'd be you. Yeah. And that after every time he used to look in the mirror, what he used to go was, oh boy, like that. And then it used to, because like it used to begin, end, then the beginning of the next
so
one.
So was it
end.
Like every episode was like him waking up in a kind of different body kind of man?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he had a mate, he had this hologram called Al, and he had this computer called Ziggy. And Ziggy was a handheld thing, like this was in the 90s. I think it was early 90s, late 80s maybe. Or we'll just say it's the 90s, but he had this computer and it had information on everyone there, like sort of what they did in the past, what was going to happen, and how Sam Beckett, the like scientist in these people's bodies, he had to avert like either a death or a tragedy.
Right.
So Ziggy was this hologram, but I thought it'd be ace to have a computer like that, wouldn't it? And now it clicked last year, I thought, it's a fucking smartphone, and not the likes of all the information he's getting off. It's like Wikipedia.
Yeah.
It's basically that.
Yeah.
So then, that was it. We used to watch a bit of Red Dwarf.
Yes, I like Red Dwarf.
But I think the first proper box set that I started to get into that I didn't watch was Lost.
Oh no! See, I started Lost, and that was ace. That was the best thing ever. I used to love waiting every week for that to come on, and then. I never finished it. I think it got a bit
too tense.
In the end, and I'm glad now because people say it was one of the worst endings to a TV show ever.
Or they didn't understand it.
Maybe, yeah. But, yeah, I never finished it. But it was brilliant when it came out.
So the ones I have fully watched is Breaking Bad.
But, yeah, obviously. I'm re-watching that in a minute, actually.
Yeah.
Well,
I want to come to that. But yeah. Actually, The Shield.
Never watched that.
Fucking brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
My DJ Ants, he's been on the podcast. He's done like done a few books and that. He's like an author and but he like put me onto it. I like watched it with him and it was fucking amazing. And Banshee as well.
Again, I've heard about that. I've never seen it though, but I've heard that was good.
Banshee was really.
Is that where that guy, he comes back to the town?
Yeah.
Or is he? Yeah. I think yeah. Someone told me.
But
about
really good, really, really good Banshee. But S.H.I.E.L.D., yeah, awesome again.
Yeah.
But Breaking Bad, the writing is brilliant.
Yeah, now you see, when I first watched Breaking Bad, I enjoyed it, but I didn't get the hype. A lot of people put it up there as the best TV program ever. I enjoyed it, but for me, it wasn't quite up there. Now El Camino's come out, the film. And I thought, I want to watch that, but I can't remember. It's been that long since I watched Breaking Bad.
So, this is the only second time you've gone through Breaking Bad?
Yes, I've started rewatching because Nick's never watched it, so I'm going to watch it. We're going to watch it together, and I've decided to kind of I think a lot of stuff's better the second or third or fourth time you watch it.
You notice a lot. I think I've watched it about four times now through. Yeah. So, the second time's really good. Then, the third, you think, oh, yeah, because there's one bit where the plane crashes.
Mm.
And he's in the hall speaking to the students, like the sports hall speaking to the students.
Yeah.
But it's like he's trying to figure out and he's trying to convince himself. It's like he's conscious. I got the feeling it was his conscious speaking out and he was trying to convince himself saying anything could have happened.
Yeah.
It wasn't his fault because obviously he blamed himself for letting the guy's daughter die.
Yeah, yeah.
Who did it. And I just thought that was brilliant.
Mm.
Bit of monologue speech. And I didn't really get it the first time, so it might have been the second or third.
Well, the first time I didn't really understand him going like the power thing. You see a lot more the second time around where he's just power hungry.
He
gets more and more and more and more and more power hungry.
Well, he wanted to be Gus, didn't he?
Did he?
He wanted to be Gus in the TV program, but but he didn't have that finesse.
Yeah,
he. Still had that clumsiness about him.
Yeah,
as where Gus was, in my view, probably one of the favorite characters.
He was cool, wasn't he? He was like coolness personified in it when he was just like.
But I don't know. Did you ever get to know what his true backstory was, Gus's? I think you could. Someone said you need to watch Better Call Saul because you get a lot more into that.
I was just gonna say I've never seen, but I haven't watched Better Call Saul either.
No, I'm on season two, I think, but. This, like I said, watch that. But yeah, I thought Gus was good.
Yeah.
Mike was good.
Yeah, very good, yeah.
The more, third time I watched it, I liked Walt even more.
Yeah, I liked Jesse more this time.
Yeah,
around.
I liked the vacuum cleaner guy.
Yeah.
Now I've watched El Camino. Have you seen El Camino
yet? No, not yet, no. So I'm waiting until I've got through this, and then we're going to, so we've got a while. We've just started season three.
Plane crash happened then?
Plane crash has happened.
And
yeah.
What's happening?
Right now, he's just moved back in. You know, Skylar chucked him out and then he moves himself back in. Literally moves himself back in.
Yeah. And she can't do out because it's his house and the police say, we can't really do out.
Exactly, yeah. And I think it's funnier the second time around as well.
It is good, yeah.
So, but, you start to get more of the jokes and more. Do you know?
I'm Better Call Saul. Well, Saul's good in it. As well.
Yeah.
And Badger and Skinny Pete. Obviously, they're in El Camino. I didn't rate El Camino as much as everyone thought it was. It was just a standard, long episode of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
It's not as good as fucking that one where Gus runs. Well, he doesn't run, but he walks out into everyone's shoe. The guys are shooting him out there.
Yeah.
And Gus comes out and he walks along.
Yeah.
He stops and holds his hands up and they stop shooting. It's not as good as that.
Yeah.
Some people might think it's better.
Mm-hmm.
It's all personal preference.
Yeah. I think it was good. I think people I'm a person that likes stories rounded up. I don't like open ends. I don't like
ambiguous ends.
I don't like it when I'm supposed to, when they go, I'll leave it to you to decide what happens. I don't like that. I like to know what happens.
Why?
Because then it's, because it is fact and it's rounded up, and I can like put that away. Done.
Do you know what I mean? Like, someone's like, gonna say, "Hey."
So, so for yes, example like Inception. Have you seen Inception?
No.
And like at the end, like it's quite a complicated premise.
I know it's about lucid dreaming and you can control your dreams.
He's got this,
when it stops spinning, it means you stop dreaming. Exactly. Yeah.
At the end, he gets back to his family or whatever, and he's spinning, and it's still spinning when the film ends. But people are like, "Well, did it carry on spinning, or did it fall?" And oh, it's one of them where you're supposed to make your own mind up whether you thought he was dreaming or whether it was
the original dream, a lucid dream all along.
Stuff like that really gets on my tits.
So you wouldn't like what film was it? Another film he's been in, actually.
Shutter Island.
Yeah.
Got on my tits, yeah. I want to know what happens. I want to know whether he was there or not.
I think he was a...
patient.
I think he was a police.
Oh, you did, yeah.
Yeah, and he got too close, and it was the easiest way of doing it.
Yeah.
Because why would they let a madman out on a boat in a storm?
Yeah. Yeah, but I want to know. But, do you know what I mean?
But there's got to be some other film. I don't know, but sometimes if they bring out a second film, explain it ruins it, and that's what I think they've done with El Camino.
Yes, but yeah. I think if it's not kind of wrapped up in the original.
Well, I thought one of the best vampire films I've ever seen is 30 Days a Night, and I was surprised that concept's never been used before. Of where, like, Alaska, draw like Canada, or wherever it was set. I can't remember, sorry. But where it was goes dark for 30 days, I'm surprised. Is it took that long for a horror writer to realise that?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, have you seen 30 Days a Night?
No.
That's awesome film. It's like this decayed battleship. Is it Josh Hartnett?
Josh Hartnett, I think, yeah.
But it's got this battleship or this ship that comes, and it's just like, it looks creepy as fuck, and like, it just looks like a ghost ship, and you think, fuck that, when you see it.
Yeah.
This rolls up, and then these vampires are fucking so nasty. The real vampires, proper, not like sexualize everything, like rip your head off vampires. And they've got their own language as well, which is like guttural. Language. It's a proper language, like they did for the film.
Yeah.
I'm sure I read that. I might look like a twat now. But I'm sure, because like someone said, it's a bit like Arabic, because it's very guttural.
Yeah.
But that's a good vampire film. And my mate said, because they brought a second one out, and Dance again, said, don't watch the second one because it ruined the first one for you. I went, but I need to know where they come from. He went, don't do it. And I went, I need to know, and it ruined it.
Yeah.
And I fucking didn't listen to him. And I watched it, and I went, shit, it's fucking ruined it for me. Because it just it took the piss out of the first one. It just, not in the sense that it took the piss, it's like, oh, look at us, blah, blah, blah. It took the piss out because it was a shit film, and it not degraded it, but...
I see like that. I like
degraded. Want the right word, by the way.
Yeah,
just putting it on my podcast.
I like the Wrong Turn.
Nothing wrong with Wrong Turn films. Anyone who doesn't like them,
I like that. But I haven't seen any. I've only seen the first Wrong Turn film.
Go for all of them.
Oh, so you in that case, that's all right.
Fucking brilliant.
But then there are about 500 now or something.
No, there's like six, isn't there? Yeah. But like everyone says, oh, the shit. But they're not. They're just like a classic cheesy hillbilly film.
Yeah.
They just play on the hillbilly
thing. Like Hills of Eyes and...
It's got a bit more comical, but it's got all the same characters in, and it's got some prequels, and it's got... Yeah, they're good. I mean, maybe number six isn't very good, because they're trying to change the concept of it. They try to do something new, instead of idiots just go to the forest and get smashed. Get the fucking shit smashed out of them. But they're good films.
I might have to try the other five then, or four. Missed the last one off.
Yeah, because one of them got banned, and it didn't get banned for any specific reason to do with gore. It got banned because, like, there's a scene in it where they're, like, in this room, and the camera goes through all these missing people, and one of the pictures of a missing person is a real missing person from Ireland, and they didn't ask permission.
Oh, right.
So that had to get...
Yeah, it's a bit naughty, isn't it, that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that... Yeah, good films.
Yeah, I might have to give them a go then.
You should do, because it's Halloween tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Or today. Yeah. Or yesterday.
Whenever you listen to this.
Whenever you listen to it.
Yeah.
But you need to watch. You're not seen. You've seen The Exorcist.
I haven't seen The Exorcist, no.
And your wife's not seen The Exorcist?
No. No. You know, like, it's probably on that list of films that... you know, I think everyone must have a list of films that you should have seen that you haven't. And yeah. And you just don't get round to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I've still got Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, I haven't seen that, but again, I feel like I need to see that film. Yeah,
Platoon's good. I've seen that, but I've still got films in my collection that I haven't seen. I've got one film that's the worst film I've ever seen, called The Gay Bed and Breakfast of Terror.
The what?
The Gay Bed and Breakfast of Terror.
It sounds good film.
It's shit. It's about gays who own bread and breakfast, kill people and put them in pies and make all the people eat them. With lots of gayness in it.
Lots of gayness in it. Right.
I'm allowed to say that because it's called The Gay Bed and Breakfast of Terror.
It's in the title. That's it,
fucking the clue's in the name.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
sounds a bit like... when you said that, it reminds me of... Did you used to watch Bottom?
Went to see it live in Leeds,
I used to love Bottom. Did you watch Guest House Paradiso then? The film.
I did, yeah, but it's a long time since I saw that.
That just reminded, as soon as you said, like, that just reminded me of that. I don't know why, but it did.
He's got one funny scene in Guest House Paradiso, but I can't remember what it is. That might sound a bit strange.
He's just got the one funny scene.
No, he's got a really funny scene in there, but I get confused if it's Bottom or if it's Guest House Paradiso.
Yeah.
So, and plus I can't remember it.
It's been a long time since I've watched it, to be fair, yeah.
I think he's got something to do with Rick and Eddie, where they were sneaking around at night, and it was just really, really funny. Was it in the kitchen or some sort of hallways? But yeah, good film. Bottom again is a classic TV show.
Yeah, I think Bottom was like, I don't think there's anything like that. It's on its own, I think, Bottom.
That,
there's nothing like it since and nothing before.
No, I mean, Fawlty Towers.
Fawlty Towers is brilliant.
I watched some Fawlty Towers, and they actually used the N-word in it.
Did he?
Yeah, well, no, he was speaking to the colonel, and they were speaking about cricket. This is on Netflix, and it's the one where he puts the moose up, the moose's head.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's got an ingrown toenail, and he was speaking to the colonel was on about cricket, and he said, she don't like cricket, and he went, why? And he went, well, she's called him the N-words. Well, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
And he went, no. They're the South Africans. These are the...
Yeah.
I can't... like I said, the W-O-G-S word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wogs. So, I can say that because it's not... it is offensive, but...
It is.
I'm trying to say the context of what happened.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And,
yeah.
And like... Then she went, no. All cricketers are...
Yeah.
Then she said the N-word again. And I thought, that's on Netflix. And it's like...
Yeah,
I don't think they meant anything by it at the time.
No. But
because I do know them words are offensive, and I didn't use it in the offensive term. Sorry if anyone's got offensive, but it is a free speech podcast, and
yeah.
I use it in the context of explaining.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is the thing. Like, you know, going slightly off topic, but you know, like racism and stuff like that. I mean, like.
Take it where you want. We'll just sail this pirate ship into the sunset.
People are entitled. Obviously, to be offended by what they're offended by. Some people are offended by everything out there. But, like, I don't know. I don't want to get myself into trouble.
You can, though. It's a free speech podcast.
That's the thing. But, no, like, I think...
just so we need to sell the pirate ship back. We can't sink it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Fucking who cares? I'll just if this gets ruined, I was looking at doing an internet radio. Anyway, but no, I don't believe. You see, we ain't got a First Amendment like America's got.
Yeah.
So, hate speech isn't really real because you can't categorise it. Because what I might find offensive, might not, and vice versa. So we know there's things that you shouldn't say.
Yes.
But you can say. That's up to you. If you want to be a prick and say racism.
Yeah.
It's your choice.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's I mean, but then who defines what hate speech is? Well, fucking hate speech doesn't exist, but who finds what offensive is?
Yeah, I think people...
Because what you might class as hate speech, I won't. Because I've got different views on trans.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've had two trans on here, which I respect their opinions.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're not going to agree on things. Mm-hmm. Which might be different to you.
The thing with those nasty sort of racism is abhorrent. I mean, it's not a nice thing. It's and in this day and age, it's kind of like it is unacceptable. But I think some people like, and it is that kind of thing where us as white people are
racist. You can't say that. I don't identify as a white person. I identify as a blue person.
Two-spirit penguin, Piers Morgan. No, but I mean, we don't understand really what it's like to be called one of them names. Do you know what I mean?
Like, the N-word has got such a strong association with what it means. It's not short for Nigeria.
Yeah.
Like, Pakistan, you got a derogatory term and etymology from that. It's not like that. It comes from a different term and it goes back to slavery.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like understandable, but people need to talk about opinions and things like that because people can't be shut down for having an opinion. And if your opinion, your opinion don't match me,
yeah,
I'm not going to say fucking you can't say that because it offends me.
Yeah,
just have a bit of respect. I mean, it's nice and like again. I was on to one of my other friends about 3 or 4 years ago saying we should just all live in peace. And he went, it's not going to happen. And I was like, but we should. And like, it is a good idea. We all should. But again, you do look around and he's right. You can't look at can't live in peace as people because you are going to have sociopaths and psychopaths. But most of all, cultures don't mix. And if you say that to some people say that's racist. But an Eastern culture is not going to mix with the Western culture. They do in a sort of sense, but not getting into the Muslim thing because I don't want to go there
because
I don't know enough about it. But their culture doesn't mix with ours. Like, sort of in the East where they cut people's head off in the square, if you denounce God or say God ain't real, that's a penalty by death.
Yeah.
I mean, in my view, that's unacceptable.
Yeah.
I'm pro-life anyway, but again, that's my other thing. But that's unacceptable, but that's their culture. So if they bring that here, I mean, it's not racist to say, but I mean, I put on my Facebook once, and you might not agree, I just said the UK should have a point system like Australia. And like, sort of, I was got called a Nazi. Basically, someone said I should join the NF, National Front. And I'm like, I fucking, unless you're I did put under it, unless you're a real refugee.
Yeah.
And I said, wouldn't you want someone here benefiting the country who works and someone who doesn't? Someone came, and this is what the left good at doing. They said, are you trying to say all immigrants don't work? And I'm like, I fucking didn't even say that. You'd like changing it for your own narrative.
Yeah. Now, it is difficult. One of the things, again, though, I think everybody has the right to a decent life.
Of course,
you know what I mean.
Everyone's human.
Exactly. But at some point, we have to say, right, well, enough's enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. To a certain extent, like these, there's a lot obviously coming from places like Syria and places like that. Now Syria is a long, long way from Britain. It's a long, long way from Britain to travel as a refugee.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a refugee, that's fine, but...
Yeah, it is, but why don't they stop
I was about to say, why is it England that seems to be the only people helping? Europe don't seem to want to know. They're like, so it just baffles me with, like, the 30... I haven't been following it, really. I've heard bits and bobs about the 39... Is it Vietnamese?
Was it Vietnamese,
wasn't it? It turned out, like, 39 people died. And was it two got through and one didn't?
I'm not sure. I haven't
heard. Loads of rumours come out. That's why I don't really
pay
attention. But we'll stick with the fact that 39 people. You see, why wasn't that picked up before it came into England?
Yeah.
Why was it picked up in England? So I'm not saying they're not welcome. I'm not saying that, because if they're real refugees, that's fine. I'd rather pay my taxes for a real refugee, and even to someone who wants to come in and benefit the country, that's fine. But like, you don't want freeloaders, and that don't matter if they're fucking English, Welsh, Scottish, Pakistan, Indian, anything like that. Because like, that's just not the way it works. And but then again, on the other hand, the whole world should say, let's help, let's fucking get something together, let's stop being assholes. But it's not going to be, because the world don't work like that. Cultures don't mix.
No.
You'll like get people from, say...
They can do, but like you say, I mean, like...
They can, if it's mainly European.
Yeah. But like, in, yeah, if, let's for example, say that we moved, let's say, you know, we said, right, let's
get a chance now.
Yeah. Well, no, let's move to Islamabad.
Islamabad?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, well,
I
exactly.
Just want to go.
We wouldn't be welcomed with...
White devil, that's some, like, what they'd say about me, because I've got a cross around my neck. Well, tattoos, you know, smoke weed.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, to a certain extent, it doesn't. And I'm not saying everybody in like Islamabad would be completely against us, but I think there would be enough there that wouldn't like us.
The thing is, it's like, it's the same thing as like Russia. Russia's, people from Russia are hard people, because it's a hard climate and it's a hard country.
Yeah.
So going, they've seen things like in Islamabad, in like Nigeria and like the other Eastern countries, they've seen, atrocities that we wouldn't understand.
Yeah, of course.
And then they can maybe bring that over here and think that amount of violence over there, we can bring it over here. I mean, like, they see people caught up with like machetes.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that doesn't happen here, but I'm saying it's a culturalistic thing.
Yeah.
Some people will and some people won't, but in general, different cultures don't mix.
Yeah.
And I know this because I did sociology, and there was one part we studied where people in certain tribes go out hunting, and like the women go as well, picking fruit and that, and the men go hunting, and they leave the babies for like maybe 5-6 hours. Now, that wouldn't work here,
no.
But over there, it's like acceptable.
That's their life.
That's so I did a paper on, is there such a thing as right and wrong?
Mm.
I got a C for it.
Oh, C?
Is it? Yeah, got a C. And all my spelling and punctuation was shit, so I got marked down on that as well. But
you see, I went to Morocco a few years ago, and I loved Morocco. It was a completely different, like, culture. And obviously we've been, it's Islamic
country.
I'd like
country. To go there.
It was Marrakesh we went to, and we stayed at an all-inclusive hotel just outside the centre, and the staff there were great, to be fair. Got on really, really well, the entertainment team, you know, really, really had a good laugh of them. Now, they were Muslims, obviously, but they wasn't extreme. When I say extreme, I don't mean extremists. I mean, like, they wasn't like... They're not supposed to drink, but they had a drink and they had a bit of a smoke and stuff like that. So they wasn't like strict Muslims. But
no.
I was speaking to one girl, I'd got to know her quite well by then, and we was talking about Ramadan. And she used to say, she said that at the end of Ramadan, they'd bring a goat in the house, and they'd bring it into the front room, like the living room of their family home. And chop its head off.
As you do.
Yeah.
But it's in their culture to do that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's where we'd find it weird.
Yeah. So like, yeah, if I'm sat there talking to her and I'm like, really? And she's like, yeah, it's just what we do. And they chop the goat's head off. And then they'll eat the goat for like a celebration meal or whatever. They'll use every last bit of it pretty much.
I don't like goat, it's too tough.
Yeah.
Maybe I overcooked it. But yeah, going back to it, because it's like their cultures. I wasn't taking the piss. No, I did try going. It's just different, and it's like I've always said that. I think it's the people. I don't think it's religion itself. I think it's the people in religion, and the same analogy I've applied to football. Football's not the cause of violence. It's the people who follow the football and support the football. Because you'll always get psychopaths wherever you go, or sociopaths, or people that sort of thing's like why socialism and communism won't work, because someone's always going to want to be better than someone, and it's human nature to strive and better yourself.
Yeah,
that's the way life works. That's the way I've got a job, because someone's above me, because they've done better, they've got a business,
yeah,
and they pay me to do a job. That's the way it is. I don't think people should be equal. You should pay, you like sort of should be paid your worth.
Mm.
But where was I going with it? Go that, this and that. Yeah, it's just basically cultures aren't going to mix.
No.
Some cultures do.
Yeah.
Like sort of people in China and that, the way they eat, I find disgusting.
Mm.
But it's their cultural thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. I like, yeah.
I mean, I was going on to you and your wife about just going to Berlin. It's like maybe an hour and a half away on like the plane from like the UK.
Yeah.
And they drink in the street.
Yeah.
You see that in the UK, you get fucking done now for it.
Yeah.
But you would think, lout, scumbag.
Yeah, yeah. Alcoholic.
Alcoholic. Homeless. Homeless. You'd get all that. But if you saw it over there, it's like, it's different because it's a different culture, it's a different atmosphere because they've been brought up with it.
Yeah.
Hence why they've been brought up with like strict Muslim upbringings. They've been brought up with violence. So that's going to be inbred in them.
Yeah.
That's not racist to say.
No.
When, like, you start looking at things.
Yeah.
Because I personally think black people are more funky, because I've played the drums since I was 10, and I think black people are funkier than white people.
Mm.
And every drummer I've seen that's been fucking amazing has been black, like Dennis Chambers, Wilco. I'm not saying white people aren't as good, but black people have got a special way of dancing as well.
Yeah, and also, like, when you look at...
They're just funkier than, like, white people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
This is the thing I was talking the other day about, like, prejudices and stereotypes. And I was talking... I can't remember who I was talking to, but there is obviously such a thing as a positive stereotype and a positive prejudice. I don't know whether they would, like, sort of black people or whatever would always... Would necessarily see it that way. I don't know, but like for me, black people tend to be better athletes.
Yeah.
As a natural sort of athlete, they you know, that is as positive for me. That's not me being racist.
There you go.
Sorry, so a bit of power.
It's not you. It's people can't wear microphones.
Yeah.
I'm buying lapel mics, so you just clip them on so fucking people can do what they want. Just spent £100 on like each mic, and it's like it's over there. Nobody needs it.
Sorry. So,
you're not the only one.
Yeah. So yeah, that's like a positive. Somebody may say, "Well, I'm being racist for that." I think that's a ridiculous opinion, but generally,
it's not racist to say that. People might say it's racist, but what you're going to say?
It's if you look
all fast runners are black.
Yeah,
the funky people are black. I mean, some of the
when was the last time a white person won 100 meters at the Olympics? I don't know the answer to this. I can't remember.
Don't know.
But you know what I mean?
Podcast will probably be fucking shut down anyway after this podcast. So it won't really matter.
But, it's the way it is. And then, so I think...
The way the dance is, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That's not saying you won't get the odd white person who's just as funky as a black person.
Yeah.
Or can play the drums as funky, but they've got a special.
Yeah, what we're saying is white people are shit.
We're
racist against ourselves. Rhythmic,
but then again, it gets into the racism thing when it's because why are they funkier? Does it go back to in their genes when like their cultural was drums and things like that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're more rhythmic.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was listening to a podcast the other day, and someone said even black people have sex differently.
Yeah.
Well, it's a different style.
A different style?
Well, you know what I mean? It's like they play the drums funkier than a white man or a white person.
They're better with that as well, aren't they?
So, but like, it's different because like, they've got their own cultural difference.
Yeah.
Black people and white people, even in the UK, are like sometimes culturally different.
Yeah, yeah.
And I give you an example. We was in Leeds at a party, and it was when... Big Brother was on, and that science guy was in it. Can you remember him? He had big wacky hair.
No.
I thought he was a bit of a knob. Not just because he was black, just because he was a knob.
Yeah.
And we went out on the street and that, because some people complained, I think, or they had, and like, they were black people, and we got onto the subject about just like, oh, where are you from? Grimsby, yeah, I'm having a party, yeah, it's like half one, yeah, you all right, yeah, what have you done? Do you watch Big Brother? Shit, I don't like science. And then the mum turned around and said, that's because you're not black, because you don't understand him, so you won't get him, because it's a black thing.
Right.
Now, I'm like, that's a bit fucking weird to say that. Then I thought, then I've grown up and I'm thinking, maybe it is a black cultural thing.
Mm.
Maybe it is. Maybe white devil man don't understand them. No, but do you know what I mean? Because if a white person said to a black person, you won't understand George Galloway in Big Brother because you're black and he's white.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be perceived as racist. Mm. But if I said that to someone else, that the black person said that to me, they'd be like, oh, you know, so.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not racist. That's just as racist as me saying that to them.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And they do have that. I mean, like...
I think that comes from...
Did the clothing company,
FUBU.
FUBU, and it stands for us, by us.
Right.
And that came from, I think it was probably the hip-hop rap culture, maybe the black culture.
Well, I think what it is that I think obviously over a long, long period of time that black people, in the past black people have been seen as under white people. That in culture, in America. No, this is not my opinion. But when you go back to the times of like Martin Luther King and stuff like that, and they had to have their own different water fountains and stuff like that.
Fucking ridiculous.
But this is what I'm saying. So I think they have had to, from slavery and stuff like that, they've had to come through all that and to be on a completely even keel.
Oh, yeah, there's no question they've had to fight. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So that, I think that's possibly why it's okay. It's not okay for anyone to be racist.
But people let it slide.
But people have never had to suffer.
No, it shouldn't be okay. And like white people have had to suffer.
This is because
of the Jews got exterminated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, like, the sexism as well. Now, because again, in that way, from a long time ago,
women are the weaker sex.
When women,
they are. Women are weaker than men.
Physically, yeah, they are. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Different brains.
Yeah, yeah.
Different things.
But it's okay.
We've got different
nowadays. We've
got different position of hips to us. There's loads of biological things that
are
different.
Yeah, yeah. But
I see what you're saying.
It's okay for women to be sexist.
It's socially more acceptable
for women to be sexist than it is like nowadays than men. Like, do you watch The Apprentice?
No.
Right, well, on The Apprentice the other night, I like The Apprentice. Back to TV.
Yeah, we're back. We're like pinballing about.
TV. Love The Apprentice. And they normally start off with a male team and a female team.
Yeah.
And the female team won the first two tasks. Lord Sugar mixed all the teams up, and they ended up with mixed teams. And the woman put herself forward as project leader. She was project leader for this task. And then one of the men said, "I'd like to be sub team leader, please." Listed all his what he's got going for him. I've run a business, this kind of blah 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 blah. And she went, "No, I'm going to put another one of the girls in charge because." I think we need a girl in charge, keeping you boys in check. The boys have lost two tasks so far, so we need a girl in charge.
Fuck it, I bet they lost. No, I'm only joking.
Actually won.
Did they?
Yeah.
Actually, got a girl in charge.
But he said, well, why? Surely that decision should go on my attributes, not my sex.
Yeah.
And then she went, oh, no. She was just completely brushed under the carpet. Nobody said anything. And I was on the sofa raging. Because if that had been a bloke that had gone, you're not allowed to run the sub team.
Oh yeah, you like probably like one of his girlfriends from 10 years ago would come out and say, "Oh, he raped me one day."
It just would have been. It would have been on the papers, or it'd have been on. It's just like, so, you know, it's kind of it's okay.
Where I used to work, this woman used to. True story. This is used to smack my ass and laugh, and like used to. Yes, smack it. I was going to say, did she pinch it? And I can't remember if she pinched it, so I can definitely say she smacked it, so we'll stick with smacking. And,
yeah.
And like I said to, because like she worked in a different part of the company I worked in, so we weren't in the same building. And I just said, I don't like it. I just don't like people touching me in general, and I certainly don't like it because I just don't like it. And like all the women, the boss woman, and the woman I work with, I just laughed it off. And I said to the other woman, sort of laughed and said, "Well, she doesn't mean it back." I said, "Yeah, but I don't like it.
Yeah,
and I don't want it to happen no more." And I said, "Let me give you a thing. If I did it, I'll tell you what it was for. I don't give a fuck. It was for a mobility shop, and like, and it was owned by a chemist as well. So it puts into context where town used to have a place where used to buy mobility scooters. So this lady worked there, and I knew it was a joke." Yeah, and I like knew there was nothing sexual and weird about it, and like I played along, but I just didn't like. I don't like people touching me anyway because I think it's a matism. I think I've got a bit autistic.
Right.
I just don't like people touching me. I don't think I'm autistic. Other people say I am, but I don't know. But it could have been matism. I call it matism. And like I said to him, I don't like it. So I'd give you an example. If I kept doing it to one of the chemist girls, one of the young chemist girls, just smacking the bum and go, "Wee, how you doing?"
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be a fucking different story. Exact. Yeah, and I'd be up for. Sexual harassment. And I said, but everyone's taking the piss and it's wrong, and they think because you're a man you should just take it like that. Yeah. And it's the same thing with the black thing, it's the same thing with the gay thing, because they've been oppressed, people think they could let it slide. No, fuck them, not at all. Black people can be racist.
Yeah,
I tell you what, the people who I used to work for were Indians, and they had Chinese people next door, and they used a derogatory name for the Chinese. Said, well, them next door, you know what name it is. I'm off for it. And it clicked to me, and that was sort of an awakening moment for me, and this was only maybe 2 years ago, because it was so surreal to see an Indian be racist against another race. And I'm like,
well, Indians and Pakistanis hate each other.
Well, this was Indian, and their names
generally
were,
I'm not talking like Chinese. Anyone listen, I'm not talking about every Indian person hating every Pakistani person, but in my opinion, people I know, Pakistanis and Indians don't get on.
Well, Japanese don't like Chinese people. Yeah. There's still, in some places, they put a sign up saying no Chinese people allowed.
Yeah.
And a good fact about Japan is it was legal to own child porn until 2014.
Really?
Yeah. And I saw that on a Stacey Dooley documentary.
Jesus.
So they dress the girls to look younger, hence where, I think this is what they were getting at, hence where the schoolgirl culture comes from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So instead, because it's banned like that, you can go to the manga comic shops.
Yeah.
And because it's not illegal like that, they can do the paedophilic stuff like that. Okay. But that's how Quentin Tarantino did it in Kill Bill 1 or 2. He did a pedo scene with a young girl fucking that old Japanese guy.
Yeah.
And the reason why they did it in manga, because that was the way they could get away with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was legal until 2014. Crazy, you can fact check it.
It's crazy.
And so Japan's this great thing. Yeah, fucking bunch of paedophiles and racists. Yeah, nice one.
Yeah.
But well, then again,
there's a lot of countries where the age of consent is a lot lower than it is here.
Mexico, 12.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Different states. But then again, that's wrong to us, but it's their culture.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I mean, it's good. It's good that we've all got these offshoots of humanity.
Mm.
And it's interesting from a sociological point of view to see how they mix and how they don't mix. Because I say I'm respectful. I'm probably getting less respectful as I get older. But if like I went to like, say I went to Germany last year and I went Guten Tag.
Yeah.
And Danke. Guten Tag, good morning, is it? Hello? And But I just tried, I tried to do a bit to get along, because I thought I'm in their country. I like say Danke anyway to people.
Yeah.
So, and like they, they did the best.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sorry. But yeah, and like, you met some assholes over there, but you met some nice people.
Yeah.
Like, sort of over there. So I think in every cultural system you go to, I don't know if it's a system, but yeah, people will just have their own way of thoughts.
Yeah, yeah,
like, my mum and dad have got different thoughts to mine, because they come from an older generation.
Yeah.
Like, sort of this generation's all ruled by fucking technology. And I'm sad. I don't know, was it you I was talking to? But I'm glad. I don't think it was you. It was someone else. But I'm glad that I wasn't born into the age of technology. The only reason I'm using smartphones and everything is to promote my podcast. Also, probably won't even have it.
Yeah. It is, yeah. My generation was the first generation. We was the... Yeah.
I mean, I'm 40, so I can remember going to... When I was 16, I was still listening to that. Well, I was into vinyl when I was 16. Yeah. So when I was 5, I still got like a 7-inch of the Smiths coming out. So I can remember it first time. I can remember when a CD player, we got our first CD player and put Use Your Illusion 2 on. And we're talking, it was such a long time ago.
Mm.
But now I've sort of seen it come. But now when I've got my niece and like nephew and you've got
the same.
And like they're just born into it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know any different. And I think technology is leading humanity down a dangerous path.
I like to, I mean, like, my granny now, she's mid-80s, and like, when she was growing up, they didn't even have a telly, you know, or a telephone or whatever, and it's kind of like...
Play poo sticks and marbles.
Yeah. So, for her now, like, to be able to video call somebody must be mind-blowing.
Yeah, but she's seen it come to her. We're just all burping, aren't we?
I know, we
are. It's like sort of... I can't even say I'm stuttering. She's seen it from nothingness to you can basically have a device in your pocket that will know any question. Not fucking only does the device spy on you through listening to your conversations and seeing you through cameras, profiling you, knowing where you are, knowing your routine, knowing where you work, how much you spent, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
She's like seen it, and like you can make a video call from this side of the world to the other, and it's near enough perfect.
Yeah,
I bet she's fucking.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, and telly, and just all that sort of stuff. That, you know, as a kid growing up, like you say, nothing. They don't have anything.
I mean,
then like all of a sudden now, do you know what I mean? The internet and computers and smartphones.
I mean, if you went back to yourself, say 25 years ago. Well, say I'm 40, so say I go back to the 20-year-old me and say, here, and I've like given my fucking smartphone and I say, that's what you'll have in 20 years' time.
Yeah.
What do you think your 20-year-old self, or like, say, 15-year-old self would say if, like, you got given a smartphone?
Well, that's the thing. That's what I mean. My generation was that generation where, like, when I was at school, I got my first mobile phone.
And right.
Mobile phones were starting to become...
I still had Walkmans.
Accessible. So, like, my first ever mobile phone was, like, the Philips, like, BT Cellnet, where the screen was about, like...
Oh, with the curved top and the little...
Yeah.
Indestructible phone. Fucking hell, they were brilliant.
So, I probably, 20 years ago, probably about 18 years ago, I'd have got that was my first ever phone. So that is a big difference from then to now.
I had Walkmans when I was at school, and because I had an older brother who's 5 years older, so he's 45 obviously because I'm 40, he used to give me sort of his hand down Walkmans, and then the Walkman came out with the equalizer on it. Then it came out with the radio on it, then the radio got fucked off, then they started coming down slimmer. Then they started coming out where you could just push a button and it would flip the tape over. Then your batteries would run out. Then you'd have to pull the back on and like, rub your batteries around. Then you've got a bit more time. But if like someone...
Yeah.
Excuse me. From like... I've had chicken pie and...
Getting bigger.
It's because I've had like chicken pie and like vegetables for tea. And the chicken pie pastry was like home meal. So it's not bloated me up as much as pastry does. It just made me bed. Anyway, that's like an offshoot of what we're on about. If like someone... come up to me when I was like 15 or 20 and said, this is what you're going to have. I'd be like, what the fuck's this? Because it's a camera, a computer, it's your music, you can do podcasts off it, you can run your business off it, you've got your friends on it, you've got video calling, you've got secret messaging apps like Wicca and things like that, or like WIKR, is it? Right, let me have a look. It don't matter, I'm not even going to bother. you've got YouTube, you could basically... shoot a video, upload it to YouTube, and fairy wise
become famous
and 10 million people could see it in a day.
So now I'm old, like, because
There's crazy. Famous people nowadays that are really famous. They're YouTubers. I ain't got a fucking Scooby with that. But they're like this KSI and Logan Paul geezer that are doing their boxing.
KSI.
Right.
Oh, right. Yeah, one of them's offered them out, didn't they?
Well, they're having a professional boxing fight.
Yeah.
And it's on Box Office. Sky Box Office.
Is it?
Right. Billy Joe Saunders is a world champion boxer and he's on the undercard. I think it's a complete disgrace that Eddie Hearn, Matchroom Boxing, are putting this fight on. But he's a businessman, right? And this KSI geezer, I mean, he's not even got a proper name. And Logan Paul are that famous from YouTube, apparently.
Logan Paul's one who went to that off that forest in Japan, on it's like suicide forest.
Yeah.
He played a blinder with that, to be fair to him.
Yeah,
because it's something I'd do.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I wouldn't show the face, I'd just show the feet. Yeah.
But so they're that famous now to a different kind of generation, different people that I ain't really got a clue who they are. Do you know what I mean? But they're that famous that they're able to put their fight, not even proper boxers, but they're gonna box each other and they're gonna put it on Box Office for people to pay for. That's like
technology is dumbing down humanity, like I said before. And soon, with like, I mean, I had a phone that you could put in a VR helmet, and again, people are treating technology as a god. So, give it 30 years' time, we'll probably all be in like, maybe if we'd, I can't see it on being realistic that we're in a simulation now, or it's already happened. And the end of the world's happened, and now this is a simulation.
Yeah.
Which is theories by loads of people. It's not a fucking conspiracy theory.
Well, like The Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not so much. It's like sort of everything's sort of simulated for us.
Right.
I mean, Elon Musk will say, but go Google it because I won't be able to.
Yeah, yeah.
But the way technology is going on, if we're not in the midst like a simulation, we will be. Alts the world around because the technology is progressing at such a fast rate compared to
who would
to what
run
it used
the simulation?
Be. Whoever creates it.
What, they're just like on their own? Like they're like the last surviving human or
normally the guy who did the theory of it was like and like Elon Musk was saying, I mean Elon Musk didn't do the theory, but the like was saying if you create a simulation, base reality is boring. Because you need to have that simulation. You wouldn't have created it in the first place if like your base reality was cool.
Mm.
So you could maybe say if we're in a simulation, base reality is boring. So what is it? So they're saying inevitably the way technology is going, something's going to happen where we'll all just wear headsets maybe. I mean, who fucking knows? It's just my theory.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've got a theory which I don't think is stupid, but if you got rid of your mobile phone, you're still in a vicinity, maybe, if you go out to town or somewhere, with people with mobile phones. And if things can listen to you...
Yeah.
Because my theory is that, like, people are profiling you to just have a profile on you.
Yeah.
So if you've got a speech pattern that's recognisable, which is good, because if you say OK Google into my phone,
yeah,
it's not going to do it. If I say OK Google into my phone, it will click in. So it recognises your speech, and that's recorded by Google. Google sells information to people anyway.
It's the biggest. But I was reading this.
It's the biggest commodity.
Yeah, in the world nowadays.
So if I was information with you on a night out, say eating burgers, smoking weed, the ace, wouldn't it? What a fucking, we should do that. It's stag night, burger and weed.
Yeah, no one's getting married. But let's just have a stag.
Have a stag day. So you mean you just want to get smashed and eat burgers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where was I going with it? Yeah. So like, if you go into a pub, say, and you speak, this is a mad theory, maybe, but the phone would recognise who's in that room because it's got a profile of all the speech.
Yeah.
So my point is, you can't get away from technology.
No.
It's being controlled in such a way, and it's being forced, not being forced on us, it's being manipulated onto us in such a way where we're becoming reliant on it. And I even said to myself, no I didn't, I said to the people at work either today or yesterday, was, I don't hardly carry money around with me now.
No.
It's either contactless or just pay by card. Yeah. And that's what they want. They want to go for a cashless society, and it is going into the way where they'll just say, let's just get chipped.
Yeah.
And fuck that, because that will be the end of the Book of Revelation 666, Mark of the Beast.
Yeah.
But we're being forced into that through, we don't do bank statements anymore. We're going to be online. I mean, if you haven't got an email, you're pretty much fucked now.
Yeah.
Because technology is such a... It's a fly.
Yes.
It's gone now. It's going in such a way where we, like, sort of need it. We need a fix of what bullshit's been... I mean, I've come off Facebook, but like, people need the fix of, like, what's going on Facebook, what's happening on Twitter.
Yeah.
What picture is she putting on Instagram?
Yeah.
And I'm there like a drone to the system, and I know I'm a drone to the system, fucking scrolling.
Yeah.
And it says
half the time you're not even looking at anything, you're just scrolling at it.
No, just open a pair of tits, like pops up on someone's feed or something. But it's like, the thing is, it's like you're manipulated into using it. You can't trust the news anymore, you can't trust the TV news, no. You can't trust the, certainly not fucking BBC or the press. In any manner, papers just write what they want, and it's like you're being, I don't know, it's just technology is becoming, and I think we need to get away from it, and I'm the worst for it. I've checked my phone maybe 7 times since I've been here, like sort of doing the podcast, or maybe 3. I have got better, because normally I would talk and be on it, but Facebook's full of fucking dullards who like believe anything that's been said, and it's like that just perpetuates the rumour mill. And it's like, I mean, I'm on Instagram, I wake up first thing and I check my phone. You shouldn't be doing that.
No.
You know what I mean? I'd like check my downloads for my podcast and check my Twitter feed. Check my Instagram.
Yeah.
Emails.
Yeah.
WhatsApp. See who's messaged me.
Mm.
And it shouldn't be like that. And it's like, if I didn't have this, but I've got a message to get out there, and it's like free speech, and like everyone should have a voice. And the ironic thing of it is, the only way I can do it is through fucking technology.
Yeah.
Either that, or one thing I have thought about is fucking it all off and just doing a pirate radio station.
Yeah.
But again, with that, it comes with fucking consequences.
Yeah.
So do I go against the system or play the system at its own game? But it's the end of the day, if people don't like, and it's going back to the free speech thing, if people don't like you and the podcast or whatever media outlet you've got gets shut down, you're fucked. Like, they've done it to Tommy Robinson. That's, you know, he's only on Telegram now, I like to think.
Yeah.
He's been banned off everything else.
Yeah.
Just let him have I mean, there's Gab. I don't know if you've heard of Gab compared to... Not compared to YouTube, but if, like, there's YouTube... YouTube... You've got BitchTube for YouTube, which is uncensored.
Yeah.
Gab is for Facebook.
Right. So it's, like, uncensored Facebook. Yeah. Right, okay.
Which is good, because if...
Yeah.
If you're on Facebook and you post a comment that some little bitch doesn't like, they'll go fucking, I don't like that, that's offensive. You get banned,
yeah.
It's offensive to me.
Yeah.
Oh, a little pickle. Don't be offensive.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, don't be offended, should I say.
Yeah.
But again, it's technology, and you'll probably find hate, and that's risen. I mean, I know it's always been there, but you're telling me that technology's not played a part in fucking hatred and the demise of humanity.
Yeah, well, people share a lot of crap on Facebook and stuff that they don't even read. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
memes...
Yeah.
False news.
My dad's like forever sharing stuff like, like Carol from Bolton's lost a dog in 2016.
Brilliant.
He shared to help find little Trixie or whatever. My dad's sharing it, and it's like, if you read the post, it was 3 years ago, and it's in Bolton. It's not in Cleethorpes or Grimsby like now. For God's sake.
When I was on Facebook, there was someone who collapsed down like an alley, and I thought, it's around the corner. It was literally around the corner from Patrick Street.
Yeah.
Can't say it because people got to pinpoint us. So that's Patrick Street. That's the chippy.
Yeah.
I fucking triangulate and I'm going to get the knob.
Yeah.
Someone collapsed, and then one of the things was, Grandad said someone's got stabbed. Oh no, it's getting so bad this town. And I was like, it turned out that he had an heart attack.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like, how are the people fucking, this is like the future state, and like people like this with no brains are fucking having kids, and they're bringing the kids up into a shit society, and they're just going to stick them on their iPhone, on Facebook, they're going to grow up, probably get, be a slag, get pregnant by 16, and then they'll have another numpty in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And it gets me so angry, because like, people, and also the other thing about technology is it's like, and I'm not saying this blanket to like, it's like not a blanket thing to everyone, it's the majority of people, but it's losing people's critical thinking, as I'm like, well,
yeah,
because they're saying it. And I still do it, I still look at a person and go, fucking getting done angry, and I'm like, just read the post, critical thinking about it, find out some information, and then I say,
people don't do their own research.
No, then I say, it's bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
But the media are good at that, and Twitter's doing that, isn't like, well, now Twitter seems to be doing what the media are doing, like having their own agenda, like showing a short clip and everyone's going mad about it, but they're not seeing like sort of like there was it last year where that young kid with like the red Make America Great Again hat on was just like smiling funny at that tribesman who was playing his drum. And I was dead angry about it at the time, but it turns out there was more to it than that. And that Indian guy, he came up first. I think there's a lot more into it. And that guy got death threats and that, and he like want all them. So I think technology, and but then again, the press has always done that. But I think because the reach of technology now, and the way people are fucking stupid, and technology is dulling down people. And I know this because I've done it, and it's happened to me, and maybe it's happening. It's just bullshit.
Yeah.
We need to all get rid of our mobile phones.
Yeah.
Well, not all of them, because you won't be allowed to listen to my podcast.
Yeah.
But no, that's...
Listen to podcasts and then get rid of your phone.
Yeah. No, because there's hopefully other podcasts to come. But no, but I mean, like, sort of, what do you think? Do you think society's fucked, or...
Well, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You
can't say out, because you get labelled a racist or a transphobe or a homophobe.
Yeah.
You can't have this, you can't do that, and it's like, the UK is getting bad for it.
Too many sheep.
Sheeple.
Sheeple are the worst. That's the worst thing. People that, on both sides of the fence...
Everything.
Yeah,
I probably I still do it.
Robots and sheeple, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to have your own individuality and just take a step outside. And if you lose friends, fuck them. You know what I mean? If they can't accept you for your views.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'm not friends with mad racists.
No, because
I believe I'm pro-life, so I believe everyone's got to, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't believe in death in really whatsoever. Yeah. I mean, that's a hard thing, and I don't know if it would work if someone made my mum or something. I probably would have a different view, which is fair enough. I think you've got to live through a situation to feel a situation and have a comment on it. But I think you should be allowed to talk about it and express your opinion.
Yeah,
I was blowing a fly out the way then. If people know what. But yeah, it's just fucking. But like people who I've had on the podcast, they're just like, one of them just gets paid to like travel the world and goes like slacklining, like put a slackline up and walk over holes and fucking massive feats of Then there's another one, Sean Conway, I had on. He like gets paid to do mad adventures and that.
Yeah,
and it's like they're so nice, and the out and like the outlook in life is so nice.
Yeah,
and I like it because it. Then I get off it and I'm like, I just fucking hate everyone.
Yeah,
yeah. I like put Falling Down on or Cape Fear, and I'm like, fuck him up. I'm so angry. I am a really angry person. And it's like I'm 40 now, and it's like, and in another 40 years, I'll be fucking an old man.
Yeah.
But you just can't say anything, can you?
You can't have an opinion.
Have like, you had any stick for having your burger place of like vegans or that?
No.
You're smiling, what's happened?
I turned a vegan, actually.
Did you?
Believe it or not.
Did you?
Well...
You raped a vegan with your burger.
I think it was at the first food fight, and I could hear him talking. He stood next to us where I was cooking next to the grills, talking. And he was saying, oh, I've been on this vegan diet for a while now. I've been doing really well.
Oh, was it just a vegan diet? He wanted a vegan
I don't think he was. But he said he'd been doing it for a while. And
they're fucking full of shit, vegans. He's probably doing it for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, probably. But he said, oh, I've been following. He went, yeah, I've been following. Following these for ages on Instagram. He said it's got to the point now where I'm gonna have to unfollow him, or I'm just gonna have to have one. So yeah.
Oh, nice moral high ground.
Yeah, yeah. So he had one, and he said, oh, it was well worth it. So, but you no, but there. I've had no
you
stick
come on
off.
With your like push up bra and your legs show, sexy burger. Had a big boy, wanna try a burger? Okay.
But I've had nothing off. People ask if I'm going to do a vegan burger.
Oh, isn't that a bit fucking...
That's like, no, I'm not.
You're going to do a vegan burger?
No.
I'm trying to think of a joke that's politically correct. And I can't.
There is no joke. It's 2019, there's no joke that's politically correct.
As I say, ever. Do I look gay?
Yeah.
But I don't mean it in that way. When I say that, I was thinking about it today and I thought, what if this comes up? And when I say to things like, don't be gay, I don't mean it in the homosexual
way. No, of course,
way.
Yeah. It's just like a turn of phrase.
Yeah, it's like, don't be stupid. So I would say, did you say to him, do I look gay?
Yeah.
It would be, do I look stupid?
Yeah.
But people say, why don't you use that word? Because I don't want to use
people,
stupid.
People take things out of context.
I like calling people gay.
Yeah.
Gay boys, gay lords.
Yeah.
Because it's funny.
But you haven't... I have nothing against gay people. And,
no. You know. They're good. Yeah. I was going to tell you a story about a gay person, but I don't... It's like weird. And it was before I had sex. And we was in this guy front room. Because I was in a band, I was in a punk band, and I lived opposite the singer and that. But this gay lad was there. Nice guy as well, to be fair. Gay. Yeah. And gay.
Gay!
No, but he like was nice.
Was he gay?
Yeah, he was. And it was before I had sex, because I lost my virginity when I was 19, and Ian said, so I was like 17, I said, do you know when you have sex, it feels like you need a poo? And I was sad then, I was like, yeah, I do. And then it clicked on me and went, that's the gay thing, isn't it? I'm like, nah, fucking hell, no, I don't. So, I don't know what it feels like to have sex, especially not up the bum. But I just look back at it and I'm thinking, he must have thought you was a right prick. And I'll tell you another funny story about when I went to Amsterdam. There was this girl there and she looked, well... red lights, okay, so this is a tip for everyone. Lights mean different things in Amsterdam. A red light means a woman prostitute.
Yeah.
A purple one means a transsexual prostitute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I went to the transsexual side, knowing, just in my stone state, I didn't know, right? And I eyed this woman up, and she had big tits, and I like big tits. And I eyed her up. I walked around a few times because you've got to get your bearings and then give each other the eye. She's like that. And I'm like, so I walk in.
I think she likes me.
I should have known because I noticed the feet were too big and the feet was a giveaway. Anyway, I went in. I started to get undressed and said, oh, have you ever done that like this before? I'm like, yeah, when I was like 21 and that. Because you go to Amsterdam and you when you're young and you fucking experience that side. Because it's a different culture to us.
Yes.
So you've got to experience different cultures, we've been told.
Yes.
So I did. That was when I was 21. Anyway, this is going back about 2 years, three years. So I started to get on, but I was down to my boxers. And then they went, have you ever been with a transsexual? And it's like, oh, time stopped. I was like, hey. And she went, I went, oh, no, not really. It's not my thing. And she said, see, I'm saying she, not he, because I'm being respectful.
Right.
And she said, but you said you've done it before. I went, yeah, but not this. And she went, oh, do you just want me to... I can't remember if she said suck me off or wank me off. And I went, nah, it's fine. It just fucking don't matter. And then she said, but you'll lose your €50. And I went, I don't give a fuck about €50. When in actual fact, my heart was crumpling. Like, I really
so
need that
€50. So you lost your €50?
Yeah.
That's harsh, that, isn't it?
I know. And I came out and I saw my mate. He was like having a drink. And I went, it was a fucking tranny mate. And he went, what? And I went, she was trans, or he was trans or she was trans. And went, what? And did he have the cock? And he went, and everyone I've said, we've said, oh, I'll just let her wank me off. And I'm like, fuck off, no you wouldn't. But she was good looking.
Yeah.
Big tits, but the feet give it away.
Yeah.
But that's...
I've seen some there with huge cocks. Huge.
What, huge like, cocks?
Yeah. I'm just walking past the windows and like... You look at them and they're
sort of get them out.
They're attracted. They like look. You look and they're an attractive.
But
lady.
I got the cock hanging out. Haven't they,
no, and then they've got like a pair like a thong on or whatever, and it's like you've got. Yeah, it's just.
So she said, "Well, purple's for trans and reds," and I was like, "Well, I fucking didn't know."
Yeah.
That honestly surprised me. In my drunken, well, not my drunken state, my stoned state. I was like, oh, "Fucking hell."
Yeah.
But just be careful when you go to them. I mean, I don't mind because it's in their culture to do that.
Yeah.
People will think I'm taking the piss with this cultural thing now, but I'm not. I've got to say
got
that.
To experience like, the yeah, culture.
Got you've it. Got to experience the got culture. To.
Yeah.
But, So, but I didn't notice no bulge. I just noted big tits and big feet.
Yeah, some of them have got enormous bulges. Like, you'd be like...
Linford Christie to Shane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, one of the biggest cocks I've ever seen was on a woman in Amsterdam, yeah, definitely.
Was that?
Yeah, it was enormous.
It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a woman if it's got a penis, is it? Let's be fucking truthful. I did read a report about the trans thing and about when a trans man, you should be careful about blood transfusions to trans man to a normal male.
Right.
So if a woman becomes a man,
yeah,
if they gives blood to another male, it can be dangerous, especially if the trans man's given birth, because the drugs they take and everything, the antibiotics, alters the blood.
Right.
And their blood to a man is harmful, but to a trans woman, no, to a trans man, to a normal woman, is fine.
Right.
Because they did a study on it, the slight sort of said a female to a like a man, like didn't see any change, but from a trans man to a man, the blood things, the change, and I think two of them died from it.
Really?
Or one died.
I've never heard that.
We won't get onto the trans thing. No. So go back to the films. You need to see The Exorcist.
Are we talking about films now?
It's
The Exorcist on my list. Yeah.
And The Exorcist 3. The Exorcist 3 has got one of the scariest scenes in horror films I have ever seen.
Well, Exorcist 2, is that not?
The Heretic, no, it's bullshit.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
But Linda Blair is smoking in it.
She?
Yeah, so maybe just watch it for her.
Okay. But she played, yeah, she's...
Yeah,
she plays,
she's a little girl. In the first one. In the first one. In the second one, she's nice.
Yeah.
In the but
Japanese
she's not in
Exorcist.
The Japanese Exorcist. You should do that. You should do a Japanese Exorcist. It'd be good.
Well, it's kind of like Grudge or whatever, isn't it? Grudge is that Japanese?
I think the original was, yeah.
Yeah, there's a new remake of that.
So I heard. Yeah. So they've remade it. Oh, excuse me. So they've remade it and remade it again.
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit, isn't it? You see, that's another thing. They fucked up horror. Because they're going to play to what the audience wants, and the audience wants things like jump scares, predictable storylines. Where you go on YouTube and get an independent horror film, they're brilliant. They'd be only 15 minutes long, but Luna's a good film. If anyone wants a good film to watch on YouTube, it's about 20, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe 7. Could be 5. Yeah. Called Luna.
Somewhere between 2 and 20 minutes.
It's between 2 and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's called Luna. And it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
So check it out.
I'll check it out.
And you can check it out as well. Everyone check it out.
Yeah.
So, that's it. It's about an hour and 14 minutes.
Is it?
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think we've got time. I think we could stay for another... Maybe we should do another podcast where we talk about TV and film.
Well, we have done. We just got diverted off, didn't we? I thought it always happens, though.
Yeah,
it always happens. Have you seen Joker yet?
No, I haven't got around to it yet.
When you have to see it,
I think I might go on Saturday before I go to Amsterdam if I get a chance.
So
that's the plan.
Do you want to have a podcast and talk about Joker?
Yes, can do, yeah.
Because they play Gary Glitter song in it.
I've heard that, yeah.
It's a good song as well.
Which one is it?
What, is it effect, like? It's only Rock and Roll Part 2, I think it's.
Oh, yeah. Controversial.
But he does do a good Christmas song. Yeah, it's probably one of the best Christmas songs out there.
Is it?
I got a rock and roll Christmas.
Oh, is that kind of what?
It's a good song, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah.
It's one of the best Christmas songs. Ironically, yeah. From a pedo.
So you think about that now, you don't hear that no more, do you?
But do you? And you just don't know that it's Gary Glitter, because it's like one of them songs that you go,
got a
rock and roll Christmas.
Yeah, people won't play that now. You can't get away with it, can you?
I'm bringing a boombox on your last day at work and Christmas. I'm just going to stand like that in front with my arms up.
Play Gary Glitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While eating one of your burgers.
Yeah. Who was it? I can't remember what it was, but somebody had a playlist or something on and Jim Will Fix It came on and he was at a kids party or something like that. I can't remember if I read this or saw a video or something on Facebook or something, but those people running around trying to, you know, get it off quick.
I want one of his badges, Jim Will Fix It medal things. They go for fucking loads
because
I collect weird offensive oddities things, like from like human bones to like weird shit. And I want one, but they're dead expensive. It was like 250 quid.
Are they?
Jesus. And I was going to put it next to my Hollywood collection. No, yeah, I have. I've got like, I like collect things that's weird and like sort of things like that, because I used to do bone art. I used to make wind chimes from animal bones.
Yeah.
So.
Have you seen Dexter?
Yes.
Yeah.
How did we forget Dexter?
Dexter.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant. You sound like Dexter.
Do I?
Yeah, killing animals and like.
I didn't say I killed animals. You see, you're doing what the left and the press do.
Do you know what I mean?
You're putting.
Anyone listening to this, be careful. He kills animals and he's going to move on. He's going to move on to people soon.
I have got a fake coat though. I have got a fake coat. I got it from a second hand shop in Horncastle for £30.
Yeah.
Dead beautiful. And now it's colder, I'm going to wear it and get some sunglasses.
Do you look like a pimp?
I look fucking cool. I look awesome. It's so shiny as well. I think it's either fox or minx.
Yeah, to see people be very offended by that.
Well, I'm going to wear it while I eat one of your burgers. While playing Gary Glitter. While wearing my Jimmy Savile.
Vegans outside protesting. Yeah.
So, yeah, so you're off to see the Joker.
Yeah.
So, shall we do a podcast on the Joker?
Yeah.
And we'll be on the Joker.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think. So when you're off to, you're off to the dam?
Saturday.
Barney's calf. Brilliant. Smoke calf thing.
Yeah. Going for a fry up.
You fucking fry your brain.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, it's your birthday. Have you asked for it good?
No, we get to that age now, don't you, where it's just like...
No. You ask for cool shit.
No, it is what it is. It's kind of just like, yeah...
So how old are you,
35?
34. What, are you 34 now?
On Saturday, I'm 34, yeah. So I'm 33 now.
33. What school did you go to?
Lindsay.
Did you?
Yeah.
What is that now used to
now
be?
Now Clee Academy, I think.
No, it's that old people's home, isn't it?
That's the lower school, yeah. That was Lindsay Lower School.
Yeah.
And then the upper school is where Clee Academy is now, so those two.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
There you go.
So you did year 7 and 8 at Lindsay Lower, and then year 9, 10, 11 at Lindsay Upper.
I didn't. I went to Wintringham.
Wintringham. Is that before it became... Because Wintringham before was like Wintringham, but now, yeah, then it became like
Wintringham.
Cool to go to Wintringham. Like,
it was always cool to go to Wintringham. No, it was Wintringham when like all the fucking nutcases went there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the way I am. Yeah. Wintringham's fault.
Yeah.
There you go. Right, so it's been 1 hour 19 minutes. Thank you for coming on.
No problem.
Thanks for the people who stuck with and listened. If you want to come onto the podcast, if we're still here, you're quite welcome to. Oh, you'll have to move into Grimsby and listen to the Pirate Radio Station.
Yeah.
No, it'd be all right, because nothing's done out of nastiness. But it's all free speech. And so it's your birthday. I hope you have a good birthday.
Thank you. So do I.
Are you going with flying or ferrying it?
Ferry.
Are you going to bring anything back?
Nothing illegal.
Good. That's what I like to wear. No animal porn.
Definitely not.
No. Get a magazine and put it into someone's bag. Yeah. Like, you don't know. And when you go past customs, go.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, not like only did you find weed in like a granny's bag, found out like fucking rape videos and like
snuff.
Yeah, and snuff film. Yeah. I don't know how we got there.
Yeah. We went to Rotterdam.
Rotterdam's meant to be better than Amsterdam.
Is it?
Yeah, apparently it's supposed to be really good. It's supposed to be cheaper. The reason why it's meant to be better because that's how it is there. It's not just fucking done for like
tourists.
Tourists, yeah. So it's a lot cheaper, apparently. So you'd be able to get your weed at a decent price. So if you come back in the podcast then,
yeah,
talk about the Joker and your birthday shenanigans in and what you got up to in Amsterdam.
Yeah, cool.
Is that cool?
That's cool.
Well, thanks again for coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You all right to come back on?
Of course.
Returning guests are always welcome.
Yeah.
That's it. Right.
And watch 24, people. And watch 24. If you've never seen it, watch 24.
If it's not on Netflix or Prime, I don't do that shit.
No, see, I actually had that on DVD, 24.
Did you?
Yeah.
And have you still got it?
No.
Brilliant. Okay, I'm on that note. We're off. See you later.
Bye.
Take care, bye. The Tinkers Geeks Podcast.